And now, ladies and gents, more Toolbox with Joe and Raven.
Well, our kids are going to look back at us and be like, geez, all they did was eat poison. It's quite like...
But they lived forever.
Got rubber bones. All this poison.
Rubber bones.
God, I can't take you nowhere. So my next vehicle I pick is rad. It's a 1989 Ford Shogun.
Shogun.
Yeah. Like the freaking, like the samurai.
Oh.
Yeah. It's based on a 1989 Ford Festiva, but has a SHO high output V6 where the back seats are supposed to be.
Oh, what?
Yeah. That's why they called it the Shogun. And anyone listening, you're like, SHO engine, that stands for super high output. They actually named it that.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, they're so sick. It cost as much as a Porsche 911 when it was new.
Yeah.
But it's faster than a Porsche 911, which is crazy because it's this little box.
Yeah.
This little Econo box.
Yeah.
Only 7 were ever made. I know one of them burnt down, which is really sad, a few years ago.
Aw.
Yeah.
It's like a crazy accident?
No. I think the garage caught on fire or something. Not Jay Leno's.
Yeah.
His is silver.
Yeah.
But I think this one was yellow. But yeah, they're so sick. Like, only made 7, which, you know, they'd have to buy a brand new Fiesta and a brand new SHO engine and then cut them up and then make them fit.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're so sick. If anyone is familiar with, like, the Renault Turbo 5.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think anyone is because they never sold them here. But yeah, it's like a US spec, one of those. Yeah, 220 horsepower. You know, wasn't enough for Jay Leno, so he added nitrous to his. You know, they only made 7. Let's put nitrous in it.
Yeah, why not?
Yeah, he's had it for years. You know, since 89, he bought it new. I had still never changed the spark plugs. Runs great.
That is crazy.
I don't know what the power to weight is. I know a lot of people are thinking 220 horse isn't a lot, but in an 89 Festiva.
That's a lot.
Which probably had like 45 horsepower.
Yeah.
And it's rear wheel drive. Yeah, that's all I had for that one. Yeah, so I messed up. I thought we were doing more cars. So towards the end of the list, I get like more and more info.
Okay, well, I only have 2 more left, so take your time. So next one I have is called a Cunningham C3. It was in 1953. There were only 25 built. It was a marvel of engineering, apparently, in the 1950s. It was a 2-door sports car that was made with both performance and style in mind. You know, back in the day, they were just making everything box shaped.
Make it look like a box.
Make it square. Give it
square.
All.
Square. That's what the kids like.
Give it all the corners. The car was originally built to race in the 24 hours of Le Mans.
Yes.
Yes. Very cool. The car is a rarity, and so few still exist because they just seldom change hands. Like, every person who owns one, they keep them. They don't plan on getting rid of them. And Jay Leno was one of them. The Project C3 car, like not even the original car itself, the Project version of it, sold for $320,000 in 2018.
Jeez.
In 2018. But a quality C3, like an original, the 1953.
Oh, that's what you meant by a Project C3.
Yeah, the one that was like...
Yeah.
Built
it doesn't
for the showroom,
work.
Doesn't really do anything, wasn't meant to go on the track kind of thing. That car sold for over $300,000. But the full running race car, it can easily goes up for $1 million. That's bottom numbers, $1 million.
Truth.
Yeah, like that's bananas. This car that was built strictly for racing, only 25 of them out there, and it's like...
$1 million car.
$1 million car.
The Cunningham.
And he owns it.
He probably got it for nothing, too.
Yeah, he probably did.
He gets deals. Did.
He probably got one in 53.
Yeah, actually helped make this one.
Yeah, I wouldn't be surprised.
Oh, that's one thing. Barn find hunters like that.
Hmm.
Like, every now and again, like, I don't know. He does racing. Like, he used to race and stuff.
Yeah.
So, like, every now and again, oh, yeah, I knew the guy who developed this. It's like, it's so strange.
Yeah, it's crazy. It's like, you think of it as, like, being so far back in time, but it's like, there are people still alive that was around for that.
Next one I picked, 66 Oldsmobile Toronado.
Oh, I like Oldsmobile.
This one, so 66 was like when they first started putting front wheel drive in Oldsmobiles.
Yeah.
Which is like, yeah, it's kind of lame, you know, front wheel drive. but his has a modern engine in the front making over 1,000 horsepower.
Oh, wow.
So his Oldsmobile Toronado makes over 1,000 horsepower, but looks factory on the outside. Looks like a normal 1966. It's brown.
Has, sun-kissed orange.
Has factory looking, well, it has factory hubcaps.
Yeah.
Yeah, under the body is a modified Corvette chassis and twin turbos.
What?
In this old grandpa looking car. yeah, and it makes more than three times.
That's what you call a sleeper.
It makes over three times the factory horsepower. Which, from the factory, like bone stock, 66 yeah. Tornado had 385 horsepower.
Oh, wow.
Which that's like, yeah, that's a lot. Yeah. Especially for front wheel drive.
Yeah.
But yeah, his has over 1,000. Or 1,000. No, making it over 1,000. That's all I had for that one.
Okay.
I should have put my onion water in my coffee.
That's so gross.
Anyone with a sore throat, get you a mason jar and fill it with onions and then fill it with honey.
It is a cure-all, but it's totally disgusting.
But I haven't taken it in 2 days, so now my throat's all itchy. Because I've been talking. Disgusting. I normally don't talk. I don't talk for days.
This is the most he said all month.
Yeah, pretty much. I'm making it in because it's the 29th. I gotta make my talking quota.
Okay, for my last car, I picked the Chevrolet Corvair Yanko Stinger. I pronounced that right?
Close enough.
Okay.
Yankos are sick.
Yanko?
Yeah, so most people, they think of like Yanko Camaros. So Yanko was a dealership, because back in the day, and I think still to this day, GM refuses to make a car that's faster than the Corvette.
Yeah.
Because the Corvette has to be the fastest. But back in the day, you know, Corvettes had big blocks in them, mm-hmm. and Camaros didn't have big blocks in them.
Yeah.
Because they'd be just as fast or faster than a Corvette. And so Yanko was like, I'll sell you a brand new one with big block in it.
It's like, I'll do it.
Yeah. Oh, you want a big block Nova? Chevy sure. won't do it. I'm a Chevy dealership. I'll do it.
Why not?
But this doesn't have a big block in it. This is a Corvair. The most dangerous car in the world, according to Ralph Nader.
You stole it.
Oh.
You stole my line.
I'm sorry. Rewind it.
No, it's okay. It was ill-fated Chevy Corvair because it was deemed the most unsafe car in the world. The Stinger was crafted by Dan Yanko. Yanko?
Yanko.
Yanko.
I'm probably saying it wrong.
Because he wanted to turn the Monday commuter into a racing car, like you said.
Yeah,
Yanko's... Literally taking my report.
I think that family is still around selling cars.
Well, they're not selling Stingers anymore.
Nope.
they made a total of 185 Stingers. That's believed to have been built between 1969 and 1970. So 1 year they built 185 of these.
Yeah.
Supposedly. There's no record on how many are still left. If you can find one, they were originally priced at $3,278.53. Now valued $147,400.
I believe it because I didn't know that these existed until I seen, well, you know, I didn't see it in person, mm-hmm. but it was on YouTube. It was a Yanko Corvair, and I was like, what? That's not a thing.
Was it on Jay Leno's? Because he's the one who owns one.
No, it was a different one. I haven't seen Jay Leno's.
Oh, no?
No, this guy, it was like a Yanko Stage 3 or Stage 2, something like that.
Yeah.
But they're so sick. I don't like that Corvairs are so, like, they got ill-fated because they were deemed so unsafe.
No, they just went crazy fast, and I guess for...
Well, no, they were slow. The Yanko is what made them fast.
Oh.
But they did have a factory turbo option.
Mm-hmm.
From back in the day. I think it was GM. They were trying to compete with, Volkswagen?
Yeah.
Because if you think about a GM car, they were all, you know, either six-cylinder or V8, mm-hmm. big land yachts. And then roughly in the mid-60s is when Beetles started selling like hotcakes. And they're like, oh, we need to make an air-cooled engine and put it in the back of something. You know, like it's so, like...
Yeah. They're doing it, so I want to do it too.
Yeah. So they did it. And they made Corvair trucks. Not Yanko.
Yeah.
I think they're neat. And their belts don't make any sense.
Why?
I think I've showed you them at a car show. The belt, there's a pulley on top, and then it runs down the side...
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, they're so... How does the belt not come off?
Yeah. I don't get how they put it on.
Right?
Because I had to help you put your belt on your pickup, and that was aggravating.
Oh, yeah, serpentine belts are the devil. Okay, yeah. Next one I got two left.
Mm-hmm.
So, Jay Leno has a 1963 Chrysler Turbine car. Turbine car?
Yeah, turbine.
Not like the turbine hat, like a jet engine. This is an experimental two-door hardtop with an Italian-made body, powered by a turbine engine made by Chrysler. They make those. Believe it or not, Chrysler has a, like, jet turbine division.
Turbine
division.
Turbine.
They make jet engines, and Ford makes spy planes. It's really weird. We should do an episode on that. Oh, wait. Or did... I don't know. It's really weird.
Government might come shut us down if we start talking about their spy planes.
Who knows?
Yeah.
But because of this, because there was a jet engine, it'll run on anything.
Trash.
They'll run on trash. So one time, they sent a press car, one of these press cars, to Paris, and they ran it on Chanel No. 5 perfume.
They did not.
They did. And also, if you're wearing that, apparently it's flammable.
So, most perfume is. That's why I try not to go near the tiki torches when we have
them. Anyone wearing perfume, stay away from an open flame.
Anyone with hair dye also has to.
Really?
Yeah, it's flammable. That's why I
try run not, on hair.
That's why I try not to go near flames when we have them, because I'm flammable. I'm walking flammable.
What if...
My hair would catch and then my body because of the perfume. It's just... it just starts.
That's... Who was Nick Cage when he was the fire skull guy?
Ghost Rider.
That's what happens if you wear perfume. You might just turn into Ghost Rider. Chrysler only made 55 of the turbine cars.
Mm.
Only 9 still exist, though, because they were experimental... Chrysler ordered them to be destroyed.
That's dumb.
But 9 of them escaped the crusher.
I bet the government said, you can't create a car that can run off of perfume, then we can't sell gas.
You can't make a car that runs off garbage.
What would we do?
What would we do with all this garbage? They only came, or the only ones I've ever seen, the only ones that are left, and I think it was the only color they came in, was a metallic brown.
What?
Yeah, with a white top.
Sun-kissed orange.
The jet engine made only 130 horsepower,
mm-hmm.
but had 425 foot-pounds of torque, which I guess that's how jet engines work. I don't know.
That's crazy.
But Chrysler really tried to make it drive like a normal car. It was quiet, and they even put coolers in the exhaust to where the exhaust heat was even colder than a normal gas engine. Because that was like the press, like, oh, you have a jet car, it's going to set everyone on wearing perfume on fire. Anyone wearing hair dye goes near this car is going to explode. But no one ever did. But yeah, that's a weird thing about Jay Leno. Like, yeah, he has some steam cars and a lot of gas-powered cars. He also has a lot of, like, jet-powered cars.
Yeah, he has biodiesel cars. He's got probably the most economical-friendly cars.
And some of the worst. The tank car.
Yeah.
He just tries, like, averaging it out, you know?
Yeah, I mean, you got to.
Man, I got this electric car. I need like a twin turbocharged tank-powered car
that rolls off of coal. I wanted to run off of dinosaur bones.
Only the bones. Did you guys get any cars that run on bones?
He's just hitting up the museums like, I'm going to buy that T-Rex.
He's hitting up Rolls Royce. So, yeah, I heard you guys have a pile of bones back here.
The cow bones!
Well, you just happen to have a car that runs on bones.
Maybe we can work out a deal. That's what they do. That's what it is.
It's proven. You heard it here first.
That's what they do with the bones.
They sell, Rolls-Royce sells their bones to Jay Leno.
They're going to a worthy cause.
Oh my God. But the last vehicle I picked from Jay Leno, which I had to stop because I could keep going. He has so many cool, like everything he has is cool.
He has over 200 different variations of vehicles.
And they're all sick.
Mm-hmm.
But last one I picked was the 1970 Mazda Cosmo 110S. It looks like a first gen Ford Thunderbird.
Ooh.
But made by the Japanese. If you Google it, you'd be like, oh my God, that's exactly what that looks like. It looks like a Japanese Thunderbird. It was powered by 128 horsepower twin rotary engine. It's unique. It's a unique design known for its simplistic. Unique design known for its simplistic design. Jeez.
You just repeat.
Who writes this?
You weren't an English major.
I definitely wasn't. I failed it a lot.
That's why you know where its square foot was.
You could fail English if you do speak it. Found that out.
You can fail math.
How do I fail English? We talking right now. The coolest thing about the Cosmo, besides its, you know, beautiful design, it doesn't have any pistons.
What?
Yeah, it has runs on triangles.
Oh.
Yeah, the Cosmo. So it was
We've
like...
We've talked about this before.
It was Mazda's halo car.
Mm-hmm.
And Mazda, they didn't come up with the rotary engine, but they really perfected it. They made it last way longer than anyone has.
Yeah.
Yeah, it has a rotary engine, which is sick. They sound so cool.
Yeah.
And they have like three moving parts. I don't understand how they work. Run off triangles. Only 800.
Runs off by magic.
Pretty much. Only 833 were ever made.
Dang.
Less than 6 were ever originally imported to the U.S. He has one of them.
That's crazy.
I'm sure there's more over here now
that
got imported after the fact. But apparently, so the Cosmo 110S is only for export.
Why?
So the same vehicle in Japan was the L10A or the L10B. I don't know why they changed.
Yeah. That's odd.
It is odd. But they're really neat. Anything with a rotary is sick. We should do a rotary episode.
Yeah.
Because they make Citroens with rotaries. Or they did back in the day.
We'll have to do that after the Belmont?
Belmont?
Beltline? What was it? What was the word?
Bel Air?
No. The Belt... I can't even think of it right now.
Beltech?
No. Why can't I think of the word? Blastoleum.
Blastoleum. Blastoline.
Blastoline. I couldn't think of the word.
We should do a Blastoline episode.
I swear to God. You're looking at me like I'm crazy. Yeah, the radio, people on the radio can't hear when I give you looks. And I have to tell myself.
They can feel it, though.
I need to make myself audible because they can't hear what I'm looking at you.
You can't hear the words that are coming out my eyes. Well, the last thing I got for Jay Leno's.
Mm-hmm.
So his Cosmo engine, you know, it's a 1970. Rotaries aren't known for their reliability.
Yeah.
Even though, like, you get them last almost 100,000 miles. But, so his engine and his Mazda Cosmo, he swapped out the 10A rotary to a 12A from an RX-7. I don't think it's any faster.
Yeah.
But that's a way more common engine.
Mm.
So, yeah.
It's probably easier to work on than a rotary. Every time
No,
you
no,
see...
it is a rotary. He took the rotary out and put another rotary.
Oh.
So the 12A is just a newer version of the 10A. So it just bolts right in. So, but I don't know. I'm not a rotary guy. Well, I was.
Every time you say rotary, all I keep thinking of is rotary phone.
That's how they work. Picture a rotary phone, but a triangle.
For people who don't know what a rotary phone is back in the day, you'd have to have this dial, and it had all the numbers up to 9, and then 0, and then you'd have to put your finger in the hole and
all
spin
the way
it. Let it go, and let it spin back around, and then click the next number and spin it around.
And if you ever stopped at the wrong spot,
or
if your finger slipped out,
you hit
it
the
was
wrong
the worst.
Number. Yeah.
We're old.
We were alive when the phones were still attached to the walls.
Oh, who is that comedian when he's like, oh, if I had a time machine, I don't think I could prove I was from the past. Like I see someone talking on the phone. Oh, one day we'll have those in our pockets. How do they do it? Oh, man, I don't know how they do it.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, that's all we had for Jay Leno.
Mm-hmm. Interesting man.
Interesting man.
Interesting
vehicles.
Yeah.
Interesting friendship.
He's gonna have you banned before you even show up.
I would be so bummed. Just picture that. Like I get a letter from Jay Leno. I'm like, oh yeah. Then I open it. It's like, leave me alone. Well, that's it for this episode of the Toolbox. Thank you so much for listening. 97.7 WVFF. I'm Joe Manji. This is The Raven.
Keep it cranking.
Hi, Jay Leno.
We thank you for staying tuned to The Toolbox. If you missed it, not to worry. You can always find it over on WVFFradio.com. Thanks for staying tuned to Veterans for Freedom Radio. 97.7 FM, The Truth in Broadcasting Corporation.